friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 43 of Friends with a Twist. I am Madison, joining you here with my sexy, beautiful co-host, Kenzie.
Say hey.
There she is. She's hanging in there. I think she'll explain why her voice is a little crisp.
I'm a little
hoarse.
Hoarse.
All that deep throating at Pop Bash. Anyway, this is going to be a fun one. We're excited to have you here to listen. Again, just a reminder, guys, we love hearing from you. So please feel free to continue connecting with us on our Twitter and our Instagram. Again, that's FWAT_podcast. And as some of you do, please email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. We love hearing your stories, asking us questions. We're not experts, but we can give our opinion from our experiences.
Sure.
If you have any questions. And of course, please check out our website, friendswithatwist.com. And after all that, after listening to this whole episode, if you do continue to like what you hear, we'd love for you to leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to your podcasts, and make sure you stay subscribed to us so you know when our new episodes are out.
Yay.
All right, Kenzie, give them a recap of what to expect this episode.
All right, friends. So we will get into this with our chick chat, which is always an update of what's new in our sexy and vanilla lives. I think we might have a couple sort of PSAs to provide to the listeners today, too. So just a random mix of things, you know, that are either going on with us or that we've encountered and we want to share with you. And then, without further delay, we will get into our life and the lifestyle, which for this episode is going to be one hell of a recap about Pod Bash 3.0 2023. So we'll give you kind of the lowdown of how all that went. And then, last but not least, we have our Going Deep segment, which is always a sexy story. Today's story is brought to us by Miss Madison. I don't know exactly what the story is or who's involved or what's happening. I don't know if we can have a little teaser, Madison.
Yeah, you have no idea. I did not talk to you about this at all, but I'm actually going to share a foursome story from Pod Bash. Very unexpected. Very last night there. Go figure. And yeah, with some good friends. So awesome. Stay tuned for those sexy details.
Yeah. All right. See, hang in there to the end, friends. It's good.
You got to wait all the way to the end. Sorry.
So that's kind of our normal format. Again, today is a little Pod Bash focused because we want to share all the fun that we had.
Yeah.
So Gary is getting our first fireball shot of the day, and we
fuck, I don't have a shot glass. Is it just me and you, fellas? Are you doing fireball today? We've had a lot of fireball in the past week and a half.
Just like a tiny bit. Yeah.
We might need a little fireball detox. I'm not going to lie. That might be a first.
I know. I hear you. I feel like I took a little fireball break leading up to Pod Bash because I was expecting much fireball. And, you know, dreams come true. Yeah, that happened. And last night, we're going to get into this in a second. We had a lot of fireball. Yeah. And now we're having more fireball.
Just keep it going. It's the weekend, baby. We got this.
Oh, shit.
All right, so on that note, without further ado, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, God.
Yep, tastes the same. Still good.
Oh, it's still fireball. Oh, gosh. All right.
Woo, we got this. All right.
All right. So I guess to explain what the heck I was just talking about, last night, the whole FWAT gang was in attendance at PGC, Pleasure Garden Club, a lifestyle club in Philadelphia. And there was a lot of fireball consumed, so we're kind of the old hair of the dog here today.
Well, our initial plan was to just get down to Philadelphia a little bit early, record in the hotel room, go to the party.
Yeah.
That didn't fucking happen. So we got down there pretty last minute, housed some food, housed some drinks and shots, and went right to the party.
Yeah.
We were like the, we were the, within the first 10 people in the door that night.
Yeah.
We were very early.
Just chomping at the bit.
So it was their first Friday pleasurecation event. So yes. PGC, obviously it's a private club. It's a big like industrial building. And on certain, I guess, first Fridays of the month, they allow single males to come in. It's a little more like BDSM focused and all kinks, all types, all everything is there on those nights. It's not just couples and the random unicorns that I don't even know if they exist. But anyone's allowed on this night. You don't have to be a member of the club, I think, or SLS. So anyway, we plan to go to have some fun. Yeah. And there actually were a few listeners that reached out who we did get to meet.
Yeah, that was always nice.
And one single guy who's we've kept in touch with on our social media for the FWAT, and he came in from out of state, like went through a big whole big thing to come there to hang out. I think it was his first time to the club.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I forget. There's a lot of fireball, like we said. Yeah. And so it was really cool to meet him. Super fun, nice, sexy guy. It was just hard for me because there were so many people that we knew that night. And I knew it was going to be hard to like try to get to know somebody new in that type of setting because there was a fucking lot going on.
Yeah.
It was packed.
Yeah. A lot of people. And like you said, a lot of people that we just know from life and whatever. And going there. And then, like you said, the people that reached out. So we definitely wanted to try to make time to, you know, say hello and chat with them.
Yeah.
And then obviously just meeting some new people too while you're there. It's fun, but it can also get a little like, I don't know, overwhelming or overstimulating when there's like so much going on. It's hard to, like you said, focus. So
yeah. And their theme last night was this purgatory, like sexy angels, devils, nuns, like that whole mix,
right?
That whole shebang.
Yeah. More nuns than I thought.
So we didn't really follow the theme, but we dressed sexy. You wore one of the outfits you wore out in Vegas, like a little leather cat suit. You posted a photo in it. So I went with like the more bondage or like BDSM leather theme.
Yeah.
I did some lingerie dress, like strappy, ripped open, very revealing with some pasties.
Yeah.
So anyway, that sets the scene for you that night. But we do have some sexy stuff from that. And then I think some lessons learned or maybe things that would be helpful to at least single guys going to these types of events. Because some not so nice moments. So some of the sexy stuff was actually there's a single guy there that we both know. And he's a very great dancer. I think he used to be a stripper.
Yeah.
Anyway, he had you up against the wall, like holding your neck and like consensually.
Yes.
You were agreeable to it. And like dancing sexy on you. And I was just like staring and I was like, wow, like that must be what it looks like when you guys are fucking. Like that was hot to watch. And then I was blessed because he came over and did the same thing to me unexpectedly. Right. And that was fun. And then Pony came on later in the night and he whipped his fucking chair out of nowhere.
I know. Yeah. You like miracled a chair.
His chair just came out.
Stripper tricks. I don't know.
Sat me down in the middle of like the play area there and started giving me like a lap dance, which is fucking hot and amazing.
No, it was great. I was like holding his shirt and like rooting it on.
And then it was your turn. I remember you were bent over onto the chair and he was like grinding you from behind.
Yep. Yeah, that was good. Fun. I have no idea what was going on. Like, I don't know if anybody was even looking at us. Not that it mattered, but like,
I think so.
I was just enjoying the moment. Like, there could have been nobody around. There could have been a million people around. Like, I would have had no idea.
Did make out with a few people last night. I did at least.
Good.
You? Yeah, you. I saw you kiss a few people too.
Yeah, probably. It sounds about right. Yeah, there was a couple.
But because there was so much going on and lots of people, neither of us, well, I don't think we played there. Like you didn't.
No, not.
Neither of us played there that
not
night.
Not that I recall. No, I didn't.
Unfortunately, but that's kind of the norm because the rooms there fill up rather quickly in the night, I think.
Yeah.
So one of the not so sexy things that happened that night that I just wanted to talk about was, there was this one single guy that came up to me, asked me to dance. It doesn't even matter if I was attracted to him or not. I wasn't, but I wasn't really feeling the vibe of dancing. The music kind of sucked last night.
Yeah.
And I said, no, thank you. And then he kept talking to me, asked me again. I was like, no. I don't know what he said next, but he ended up asking me again. I was like, no, thank you. And I turned my body away from him because he wouldn't fucking leave. And thank goodness Barry was at the bar, like right behind where this was happening. And he reached over and like grabbed the guy's collar, not super aggressively, but like put his hand there to be like, she said no. And then he finally fucking left.
And like, it shouldn't have to come to that. Yeah, exactly.
It's not like he was asking me to suck his dick. It was just dancing. It's just dancing. I said, no, I'm sorry. Walk away.
Right.
So annoying. That's such a turnoff to me.
Yeah. 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 I had just like, I don't know, not quite that extent, but I said hi to a couple guys, presumably single guys. I never saw them with a partner at any point in the evening. You know, just being friendly, like on my way to the restroom, like not the sexiest thing in the world. Like, I don't know. I just had to go pee. But you know, just like, hi, how are you? Having a good night? Just like whatever, like in passing. And then I felt like a couple guys were sort of like circling the waters because we were kind of in this, in a very general vicinity the whole evening.
We didn't really move.
Yeah. We didn't like bounce around the club too much. But yeah, like a couple guys seemed to be kind of like making laps.
And like sharks.
Yeah, like they kept kind of circling back past us. Mm-hmm. And a couple times he, like as he walked by, he just kind of like, it wasn't quite like a pinch on my arm, but like a...
Hey, I'm here.
Like a, yeah. Mm-hmm. why? I mean, like I don't know.
Well, you were
I know,
friendly.
I was nice. Like, fuck, now I'm committed to you? Like, no.
No, it shouldn't be that way. You should just be allowed to be friendly with people.
And I mean, again, like not the end of the world. Like he did, like this guy didn't do, he honestly didn't really ever say anything else. Like he wasn't like grabbing my ass or something aggressive like that.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of that, like, for the most part, like the four of us were always either talking to each other or other people or... Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it's not like any, we were just standing there staring at the wall. Like,
oh, God, no.
Oh, please come talk to me. Like, we were engaged with people or each other.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess I kind of feel like take the hint. Like, yeah, read the room. Like, mm-hmm. And in your case, like, you shouldn't have to say no more than once. Like, what the hell? I don't know. Yeah. So, for what it's worth, any single guys that are listening, just, you know, take that for what you will. Like, but.
I know it's hard for them, but. Yeah. If you're not getting that after the initial contact, you come back around, you tap them, and the person doesn't follow you or re-engage you again, maybe that's just a sign to lay off for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah, that did happen a lot last night.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, if you're a single guy, standing in the corner isn't going to get you anywhere either. Like, true. I get that you have to kind of like aggressive. Try, right? But, mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess, yeah, just read the signs. So, there's our little public service announcement for this episode.
And I just remembered, so, really random, funny, quick story. When I was getting ready for the night, I was mm-hmm. doing my makeup. I had my like fake lashes on. Mm-hmm. I felt really good about my makeup.
They looked great, yeah.
Thank you. But as I was getting ready, like I do this shading. So I do like darker eyeshadow on the outside, lighter in the middle near my nose. And I kept closing my eyes and I was like, all right, if I'm sucking some cock tonight, this is how it's going to look like. And I was like, blend it more. You're looking like a clown. I was like, blend it more. What if he looks at your eyes like that? That's literally how I did my makeup, like what it would look like from a guy's perspective if I was sucking his cock. I don't know if anybody else thinks about that, but now you might.
But I mean, it clearly worked for you because your makeup was on point last night.
I didn't
suck
any cocks though.
Ah, damn. Oh, poor
somebody
Barry.
Missed out.
No, I'm kidding.
That's my, yep, that's it. Okay.
Shit. All right. Cool. All right. I think those are some of the highlights.
We've been so focused on prepping for Pod Bash, we really don't have any other events really to talk about or nights out too much.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Gary and I saw friends that I have talked about on this podcast before, so that was really nice to connect with them. It's hard to believe it's already freaking, it's early October when we're recording this, so that means we're already thinking about New Year's Eve.
Holy fuck.
Which I'm sure is going to be here sooner than... I mean, like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, wish away time. Like, I'm always excited for New Year's because we usually are doing something fun. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like it's going to just, like, be here in the blink of an eye. Like,
we're not ready for it.
Yeah. Do you want to tell our friends what our kind of tentative plan is, what we're looking to do this year?
Yeah. So, this year, we are going out of state. We are planning to go down to Nashville, Tennessee. Get our country on.
Get nasty.
We're going to get nasty for New Year's. And we're going with a bunch of sexy friends. Well, a few sexy friends that we Barry and I know from vacation. Mm-hmm. I guess you know people who are going to be in the area. Some other new couples that are new. So obviously we plan on bar hopping down there at the Music Row. But if you're in that area or in that vicinity and you listen to the podcast and you maybe want to get out a few days around New Year's, we'll be there. Maybe we can link up. Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah. And yeah, likewise, if you have recommendations, I mean, we've been to Nashville as a group once upon a time a few years ago and had a great time. So definitely looking forward to going back. But if there's any like local, you know, hidden gems that we should know about, reach out and let us know.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Cool. All right. Well, I think that's it. I think we've chick-chatted enough. We are going to take a quick break and then we will be back with Life in the Lifestyle to give you all the deets on Podbash.
Music, Barry. All right, we're back. And we are doing Life in the Lifestyle Podbash 3.0 recap. Woo. For all you lovely people who unfortunately were unable to attend. Oh. We're going to lay it out for you. You're going to feel like you were there with us.
Yeah, feel it. Feel it real good.
That's the plan.
So I think what we're going to try to do is just sort of go day by day, kind of give, you know, share our individual sort of whatever thoughts, highs, lows. I mean, there really weren't many, but anyway, just kind of like a day by day, and then maybe just a few general pros and cons, and we'll take it from there.
Perfect.
Okay.
So this year it was in Vegas.
Yes. Right. New, different from the last 2 years.
Not in Secrets in Florida. Vegas is amazing regardless. So
sure.
Yes, that was wonderful, but it was a lot more travel for us. It kind of was a lot more planning.
Yeah.
And it was at this cute little boutique. Boutique hotel, recently redone, called the Lexi.
Right. I know that a couple people had shared as they were Ubering to the Lexi, a few people, their various Uber or cab drivers had said, oh, like that's where you're going? Because apparently it has a reputation of being sort of this swinger destination. I guess even when it was the former property, whatever. Yeah. So yeah, I heard a couple people say that when they told, again, like taxi, Uber, whoever driver, where they were going, I think it raised a couple eyebrows. So
that kind of surprises me.
Yeah.
Just because of the vibe we got when we were there. Like it was great, but like it almost felt like they weren't ready for this type of thing. So I'm surprised.
I mean, we're a lot to prepare for. So this group. Who knows? But yeah. So anyway, yeah, but a beautiful facility, hotel, recently renovated, like you said. So everything was, I thought, like clean.
Yeah, cute rooms, paintings were nice on the walls. It was a nice place. Yeah. Cute little pool, small, but nice area. Sorry, we were going to start day by day. Let's get back on track. All right, Thursday. Majority of people arrived to the hotel Thursday, and we just kind of hung out. We were in the pool for a bit that day, and then I think we missed the meet and greet, like welcome drinks in the lobby. Yep, we did.
Oh, shit.
And then we all, I told you guys, no one was getting ready. And then Thursday night was the strip club.
Yes. Gary and I had arrived on Wednesday evening to Vegas, so we were able to enjoy the Lexi on Thursday before the party really got started, which was honestly kind of nice because it was just like a quiet, chill kind of acclimate day for us. We went out to dinner before the strip club. Do you want to talk about the meat butter?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah, so we went out with just a couple friends. It was four couples. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Yes.
We actually went to the place where Barry and I ended up going the very last night we were there too. We went there twice.
Oh, okay.
But we fucking had bone marrow as an appetizer. Like, what? Who are we?
Yeah, that was new, I think, for most of us at the table.
Yeah, except the one couple because they're apparently fancy as fuck. But shout out to you, Arizona. I think that's where they're from.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was like a sexy night because we were dressed for the strip club.
Yes.
We didn't need to be dressed up at this restaurant, but I feel like all the ladies were looking really good in little slutty dresses.
We had all magically coordinated in like little black dresses.
Yes.
So we didn't talk about it ahead of time. It just worked out nicely.
And yes, we spread some bone marrow on some bread and it was the kickoff to Podbash that we needed. I didn't know I needed that on my bucket list, but it is now and it's checked off.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That's the takeaway from Podbash this year. It was very friend focused, meeting new people focused, and perfect example with the bone marrow. Like, we never would have fucking thought to order that unless we would have made these new friends while we were there.
Sure.
And that was honestly, that was my favorite part about Podbash, making these new friends and just having such a fucking fun time hanging out with them. Not even the sexual stuff, like just all the basic stuff was super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So after dinner, we went and hit another bar.
That's right.
Come on, Madison. And I mentioned that just because it was kind of fun. So we were in apparently the Arts District, in case there's Vegas locals listening and that like gives you some context. So we hit another bar and we saw another group of pod bashers. Mm-hmm. Our good friends, the Swinging Flamingos, were there with, I think, some of their friends.
Yeah.
So that was just kind of fun that we all kind of randomly kind of connected there. although they did have to get going because they needed to go get ready for the strip club. So we didn't really chat too long, but just kind of fun to, you know, kind of see people out and about. So we were there for a drink or two. And then, yeah, I guess it was time to get back to the hotel so we could get the shuttle to the strip club.
Yes. Once we were finally at the strip club, the Palomino, it was nice. We were in the upper area, which mm-hmm. I think was kind of excluded to just us, or it was private for us, which was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
The strippers were amazing. It mm-hmm. was kind of like a small area or dance area for them, but yeah. from what I was watching, they looked great. One of the females I spoke with, she had bruises on her thighs mm-hmm. because she was leaning against the wall near the strippers, tipping them so much all night. Like yeah. she literally got bruises on yeah. her thighs from watching. Fucking love that. That was amazing. Oh. But yeah, thank you to the owner there for allowing us. Mm-hmm. That was a really cool experience. Just something different to
do. Yeah. I don't know how much like the dancers were paying attention to us because obviously like they're working, mm-hmm. but I don't know that they really knew what to make of us because as they, you know, after they would dance, typically they come and kind of like walk around a little bit.
Yeah, there wasn't much of that.
So yeah, I don't know. We were kind of probably a weird group for them because
maybe just a lot of couples.
Yeah. I don't mean to be disrespectful if this is how this sounds, but I don't know that our group as a whole was as intently focused on them as mm-hmm. dancers mm-hmm. as like single guys at a strip club would be. You know what I mean? Like,
point.
I don't yeah. know. I think we were just probably, I don't know. I don't fucking know their life. I don't know. Maybe we weren't like a weird group for them, but I think it just could have been a different dynamic with, you know, than what they normally get.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That was pretty much the gist for Thursday night. I don't think we mm-hmm. came back and really did anything too crazy. It was mm-mm. pretty late at that point, and I think we all just went to bed.
Yeah.
At least speaking for ourselves. And then Friday, we mm-hmm. started with another pool day.
Yeah.
And the weather was still okay on Friday.
Yes. Yeah, that was a nice day.
It was sunny. It was hot. It felt so good to feel the sun on my skin. Yes. It was amazing. That was the day we randomly wore the exact same bikini and our name necklaces, right? Yes. Without even talking to each other.
Yes. We were twinning hardcore on Friday. We posted pictures. It's a black bikini with like a hot pink kind of along the edges.
Border. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we both happen to have this same bikini. And yeah, just too funny that with honest to God, without talking to each other.
Promise.
We showed up on Friday at the pool with that. And yes, Madison with her Madison necklace on and me with my Kenzie necklace on. It was just comical.
And it was fun that day. So we got to help the host of the whole thing, the Front Porch Swingers, yes. Brian and Brenna.
Guess we could have started with that.
Sorry. Yeah, hi guys. Forgot to start off with that. They were obviously running the whole show and they yes. were thankful enough. I'm appreciative to them because they really got us involved with things. And was that the day we helped to hand out like the bingo cards?
Yes.
Okay. So Brian had Kenzie and I come up. We each had a stack of these bingo cards and we split our way around the pool and handed them out. It was a fun. Do you actually have the picture to give the examples of what was
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, yeah. I took a picture of it. And I'm going to half-ass this. Kudos to one of the fellow pod bashers who designed the bingo card. Oh. I should have figured out and like actually given, well, I don't know if they want to be identified, but they're, yay for you if you're listening. Thank you for designing the cards. They were awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was a bingo card with, you know, like a 5x5 square. And the idea was, you know, the first one to get a bingo, there were prizes. So that was really cool. So for example, some of the boxes on the bingo card are eat a vegetable.
Who does that?
Orgy witness. There was also orgy participate. Mm. So, you know, either way, whatever you're comfortable with. Topless at the pool, wear sparkles, chug something, win a sex toy, sleep until noon, so on and so forth.
Super fun.
So just like a really fun mix of, you know, like good stuff there. And people, we handed those cards out. And oh I think God. Within 10 minutes, somebody
check.
Had like, they're like, yep, I already did all this. We're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I might have confused people. I wasn't sure the timeline. I was like, maybe since you arrived to the hotel, maybe it was supposed to be from we handed them out. But yeah. either way, people were having such a blast trying to check yeah. everything off. It was yeah. hilarious.
Didn't even matter. So yeah, that was really fun. So yeah, I thought that was a good idea and a good way to kind of get almost like break the ice and, you know, yeah, get people engaged and ready to party. So that was a really fun one. Just real quick, a couple of the other games that afternoon, there was a most creative way to take a shot, which was so fun, a little different than in previous Pod Bash years because we couldn't be naked at the Lexi versus being naked at Secrets. So people almost had to get more creative to be creative without being naked. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. And then there was also a male wet t-shirt contest that we got to assist with.
Yeah.
So Madison and I's jobs were to take buckets of pool water and sort of like dump it on the male contestants who had white t-shirts.
Little white t-shirts.
Yeah. On. And they were already pre-cut. So shout out to Front Porch Brian because he's had it all planned out.
He's done it before.
Yeah. So yeah, we got the guys all wet. They were dancing and grinding and all sorts of stuff. And then I guess they all ripped the shirt off then sort of the finale of their performance. So that was really fun. And just like a shout out, there were amazing prizes and giveaways all weekend long. Shout out to Brian and Brenna, Front Porch Swingers, and all their connections. I feel like they did amazing work of getting people to, I hope they donated. I don't know how it all works, but like they were giving away amazing stuff, sex toys and stuff from Promescent and like really like nice stuff. Like
I came home with something freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. They put in so much effort. Yeah. I don't know how they do it, but it was really amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. So those were the games. Mm-hmm. Fast forward a little bit. And actually it gives me a little segue to maybe talk about some of the prizes because that evening was the poker run. So people could start at the penthouse suite is where it started. And there was a fee to do the poker run and the proceeds went to a local charity. So, you know, it's not all just fucking around. Like
We do good things.
But with the poker run, there were different stations that people went to, drew a card, and like they had a piece of paper that they're trying to like get
the
best poker hand you can.
Yeah.
And I shit you not, this is not rigged. Fucking Gary won the poker run.
Bullshit.
I know. I think people are skeptical, but I swear to God, like it was legit.
Aww,
Gary. So speaking of fucking amazing prizes, as the winner of the poker run, he got like this huge box of Promescent goodies, mm-hmm. like wipes. There's some like women's libido thing I can't wait to try. There was lube in there, all sorts. I don't even know. There's all that shit, mm-hmm. which like would have been amazing in and of itself. But then he also won with that a magic wand plus, a personal vibrator thing, a pair of vampire gloves.
Damn.
Like it was, he like was, had armfuls of this stuff and he's like, look, I won.
So those vampire gloves, in case anyone doesn't know what they are, there's gloves, obviously, yep. leather gloves mm-hmm. with little spikes in the hands, all over the palm and the fingertips.
Yep.
I was petrified of them because this will come into play later in our story here. I was like, oh, dear God, I don't want to feel those. I experienced it later at Pod Bash and it was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That's a really good prize. I'm jealous.
Same.
Can we share them?
We can because you know what? I don't even know if they're going to fit Gary's big man hands.
Perfect.
So we'll see how this goes. But yeah, so that was amazing. One other kind of quick shout out here. I just wanted to say thanks to the Game of Lifestyle for providing several sets of their cards that we were able to give away during the day too. Just wanted to include them in all the fun here.
Yeah, thank you,
because we appreciate that. So then, Leather and Lace Night at the club.
That was sexy.
On Friday. Yeah. Mm. All right, Madison, tell us what you wore. Describe yourself so people still feel like they're there with us.
So Friday night, I wore a short. I did the lace theme. So it was a black lace overlaying this like deep red color, like a short dress, cleavage showing. I tried to push the girls up to give a good view.
It worked.
and just like black heels. I kept it pretty simple. Mm-hmm. I did lace. Barry did leather. So he had a short What?
He was like so hot that whole night.
I think everyone in leather was hot. But he had a short sleeve leather top and shorts that were leather.
No, it looked good.
Yeah, it looked amazing. And I actually got it from Shein, by the way, and never ordered male stuff from Shein, but it fucking worked.
Win now.
So we were feeling pretty good that night. Mm-hmm. You came out in this like...
Well, my outfit from last night. Yeah. I double dipped. All right. Like, we don't only wear things once around here. Yeah. It's like this black pleather sort of bodysuit thing. And it has... I think it's supposed to look like a cat, like scratched, like claw marks in it.
Or a vampire glove. I don't
know. Yeah, sure. I just fucking like it. So I wore that with these... thigh-high leather, they're probably pleather boots, and just like a choker, and like my hair was up in a bun, like, I don't know, I was trying to play that role. Gary had on, I guess, just he did jeans and then this black button-down shirt, but it's like, I don't know, it's like sequined on the front, but it's like pleather on the back, so it was good.
We're going to share some photos of those outfits, by the way, on our Buy Me a Coffee.
Yes, yes.
Check that out.
Check that out. So, yeah, the one other thing I'll say about Leather and Lace Night, which leads into why I sound like shit right now, I started not feeling so great. So that was actually a pretty early night for Gary and I, because I was sort of walking that line of, do I push through and just, like, party my ass off, or am I then gonna, like, will that make me feel even fucking worse like the next couple days? And so anyway, so yeah, I wasn't feeling so great. I don't know, like, just the travel or the time change or just, you know, whatever, I don't know. So that was an early night for us. I wasn't my best self on Friday night.
Yeah, all of a sudden you guys were gone. I was like, oh, maybe they're having a great experience. Good for them. Okay. We'll chat tomorrow.
Just sleeping.
I thought you were fucking people. You were in bed sleeping.
I mean, that would have been my preference. But yeah, I just wasn't quite there. So I was like, let me just kind of call it and try to get a little extra sleep and try to bounce back on, you know, for Saturday. So that was that game plan.
Barry and I were pretty random that night. We stayed up kind of late. We were having drinks, hanging out with Brian down in the club area. And then this other couple that we're friends with, the female went to bed, but the male half was still out. So we were hanging out with him. Mm-hmm. We walked up to the penthouse room.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the first time I actually saw the penthouse. And that was a huge room with a pool table, a whole sitting area, private bedroom to the side. Mm-hmm. This room will be fun the next night as well. But... that's the first time I really saw, like, the vampire glove and some things going on that night. So it was just kind of a random, like, let's check everything out night for Barry and I. Yeah. And then we went to bed too. So there was no sexy play for us that night.
Yeah. Well, you know, not every day is a Super Bowl.
That's true. So yeah, that whole night we stayed at the hotel, in the club, in the hotel. Oddly enough, for some reason, every night, majority of people seem to hang out in the lobby versus in the club.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just too loud for people because they wanted to talk more.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was not overly disappointed, but kind of like, come on, guys. Like, we can have more fun dancing in here if people would just come in. But
it was kind of warm in there, I thought. A little bit, yeah. So like, I don't know if that was part of it.
I think that's it for Friday.
I think so.
Saturday. Oh, gosh. The only downfall Saturday was the fucking weather. It was cooler. It was windy, like, out of the blue. Like, I felt like we were back in Pennsylvania. I know. We tried to go in the pool, actually, every day. But unfortunately, I think they were having issues with the heater.
Yeah.
And it just didn't quite get warm enough. So that day... well, some people did go in the pool.
they did.
We did not. I might be going out of order here, but my memory from the pool on Saturday was at some point, Mrs. Flamingo from the Swinging Flamingos, I guess she did like the wet t-shirt contest or something. We missed all of that because we were doing weird ass fucking photo shoots upstairs, which we're going to come back to. But when we came back down, she was talking about how she jumped in the pool. And then she's like, I'll do it again if someone else will do it. And I was like, I will get you men to do this. Men, not me. And so we rallied up. What was it? It was a good 5 or 6 guys.
Yeah.
To jump in with her. And one female.
Yes.
Bless her heart. And they all lined up on the side of the pool. Someone took a video in a slow-mo and everyone goes to jump. All the guys go in and the other female. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Flamingo is just standing there. She's like with her hands in the air like, bitches.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But then she said she was too worried what we'd all do to her if she didn't jump in. Yeah. So she jumped in too. She's a good sport.
Yes. Yeah. That was one of my favorite sort of memories. I thought that was very clever on her part and fun. So yeah, that was good. One of the other things that we did on Saturday, credit to Gary, we had brought these, they're almost like crayons, but you can write their, oh, they're face paint, like
crayons,
markers. Yeah, I don't know what you call them. We used them last Pod Bash for a Pictionary, like a human Pictionary game.
Yeah.
So we brought them this trip kind of thinking the same idea. And again, like nobody was really in the pool, like kind of overcast. So we're like, all right, what do we do? So Gary grabs the crayons and we kind of started just this big group Pictionary. Like there wasn't really teams necessarily.
No.
There was always one person drawing on another human. Mm-hmm. And then basically it was just everybody was guessing, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like a serious like game per se. I thought it was a nice way to just kind of get people engaged and chatting. And we drew in like some new people that we hadn't necessarily talked to yet on Friday, like from Friday or anything. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a fun way just to sort of get things started. Because I thought there was some debate, like, should we just all kind of move into the lobby since it's not the nicest day? Or like, what do we want to do? So I don't know. I think Gary kind of forced us all outside because like that kind of picked up the momentum. And I think people seem to enjoy it. Again, I mean, like low stakes. It wasn't like a major kind of thing. But
fun.
But I thought it was fun. Like there was a couple guys who, well, and some of the girls too, with like a lot of tattoos. So we were sort of joking about like, well, where's like the free space that we can like draw? So there was drawing on ass cheeks, arms, backs, thighs.
I did a forearm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Pretty much everywhere. And it's like really easy to just like wipe off with a wet washcloth. So like they're, you know, no big commitment here for anybody. So.
And of course, everything we were drawing was sexual terms or activities, or it wasn't very vanilla. It was like deep throat and I'm trying to think of some of the other words we did, but it was all like sexual stuff.
What was that one that got fucked up?
He read it
wrong. Cock flight.
It was cockfight, and the poor guy thought it said flight, so he was drawing an airplane, and we're all like, Mile High Club. Yeah. We're like, what? I felt bad. I think he was embarrassed, so no, I didn't want to make a big deal about it.
No, but yeah, I mean, yeah, and some of them are just, like, tricky. Walk of shame.
That was fucking hard.
That was, yeah, crazy.
And then the pimp cup.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Two people had to try to draw it. It was so funny.
That was bad. Yeah, but it was, like, a side-by-side. So the first contestant, I think, drew on the right butt cheek or left, whatever. And then the next contestant said, like, no, wait, I got an idea. Let me try this. So they drew on the other butt cheek so that there could be like a side by side. It was very scientific, you know, like side by side comparison. So we had something to work with. But so, yeah, it was fun. Just like something kind of silly. But
and then Brian and Brenna came out and they like organized us a little bit better. Yeah. So we did it as a whole pool game and we had two contestants. Barry and I were one and then our friends were the other. Mm-hmm. And whoever lost, we said had to jump in the pool.
Yep.
Thank God Barry and I won because I drew deep throat on his back and they got it in 13 seconds. So
who's counting?
The other guy that we're friends with, he had to jump in the pool. It was just like, it was just a funny day. Yeah. But because of the weather, I think after that, isn't that when we went upstairs? We're like, we're going to step away and take some sexy photos for the flat. Mm-hmm. Our lovely friends came up with us and we're like, fuck it. Yeah, let's all do photos together.
Yeah.
We were doing them in the hallway, like right outside the elevator. The poor housekeeping staff would walk by and like keep their head
down.
They're
like, what the fuck? Who are these people?
Smile, but they like didn't want to make eye contact with us. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But then we had the guys on the bed in your room. We wrote FWAT on their backs. We had the guys with their arms against the wall, kneeling on the bed, sticking their asses out. Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and then we went into the gym.
I don't know if we should admit that, but yeah.
I won't say how we did it, but we went into the gym and then the girls were all topless in our little jean shorts or booty shorts or whatever, holding weights to cover like our nipples. We were doing squats, taking videos. Yeah. Oh my God, it was fun.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, and like totally impromptu, which I think just made it even more fun, you know, so
that
they were all willing to kind of jump in. And like I had brought a couple different lingerie outfits, so I like dumped those on the bed and I'm like, here, if you want to grab one, like have at it. And
yeah,
it was just fun.
amidst all of that, we did tend to always go to our room and do fireball shots. And I think someone made the comment the one day, it might have been Friday, but we walked up to our room and we had this line of couples behind us. It looked like our little ducklings and we were all going up to take fireball shots.
Yeah. I mean, God, there must have been, what, 10, 12 of us? And I thought it was funny because, maybe it was Friday because I feel like it was shortly after the bingo cards were handed out. And I thought I like was trying to be funny and made like a little joke about like, we're going to go have our orgy so we can check it off the bingo card.
Oh, everyone probably thought we were, but we were just doing fireball.
Just fire. just what we do.
All right. Fast forward. Saturday night.
Yeah.
Was the Vegas glitz and glam night. What a cool theme.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was neat. They had a little backdrop that you could do photos in front of in the lobby. And I think a professional photographer, someone was taking very nice photos of everyone who posed. Yeah. So this was a very like glamorous night. Mm-hmm. Again, we stayed at the hotel, the club in the hotel and in the lobby there. So I did this sparkly see-through dress that I wore for New Year's Eve, I think a year ago. No liner underneath. I felt like a, I don't know, a chandelier or something.
That's a good way to describe it.
And I tried to be classy. Like I slicked my hair back up in this like high bun. I thought I felt okay. Barry had this classic button down, dark jeans, dark top on. And you had some fancy shoes on and stuff, I remember.
Oh, yeah, I did. I had ordered a dress from our good friends at Shein. Like what, we're not sponsored, like, but we just find maybe some good shit there. I know. I'll talk to them. Yeah. So it was honestly a long dress. I don't know. We'll put
maybe
pictures.
We'll share more photos of coffee.
But my nips were covered because that was like a rule. You couldn't just be like walking around all hanging out. So like the very top of the dress was not sheer. So like boobs were covered. So I was good there. And then like kind of some sparkles along like the torso part of the dress. And then it was like down to my ankles, but there were really high, like two really high slits in the front. And that whole bottom part was really like sheer. So I had a thong on underneath again, like no lady bits hanging out, like trying to sort of keep it classy.
Yeah.
And then, like I threw on these like long black gloves, like a little sparkly headband. And then, I had randomly found these shoes. They were like a really bright blue, I don't know, like a royal blue or something with like sparkly crap on them. And so, I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it looked amazing.
And Gary wore, I think, kind of similar to Barry. Nice, crisp, like a light colored button down shirt. I think some dark pants that night and maybe a vest. Yeah, I think a dark vest then too. So, but I mean, like people looked amazing that night. Like there are new Arizona friends. He wore a full tux.
Oh my God.
Like she had on an amazing dress. Like, so it was a really fun theme because I feel like people really, they went for it. And, you know, like there was like a lot of really good, fun, sexy outfits that night.
And I don't think you saw it, but I think it was around 7 p.m. or so down in the club area. There was this drag queen show. So she like put on this, like a comedy show mixed with like singing or lip syncing, walking around, like doing sexy dances. But oh my God, she was hilarious. And like we're tipping her and pulling money out of my boobs, stuffing it down her dress. Nice. That was fun because there was also a comedian that night, but I feel like the drag queen kind of got the party going and it carried over into like, all right, now we're playing the music. And I'm not tooting our own horn, but I feel like we also really kept the party going that night in the club. Like we were at the lower area of the club. Us and all of our friends were dancing, which nobody else was really in the club. We started to pull people in a little bit.
Tried like hell.
you were dancing at the door, like begging people to come in. You're like, what the fuck?
I know. I was like cool for like 3 seconds and everyone just kind of looked at me and then went about their lives. And then I'm like, fuck this.
So we had like a train of dancing, these new sexy friends. Like we had so many amazing people down there dancing with us. Yeah. I love that.
It was fun.
That was fun. And our one dear friend, she snuck her way up to the DJ booth. The music was great, but there were certain songs where just kind of like, meh, maybe we can pass it. So she'd sneak up, crouch down, and like change the song. <I know. laughs> It was hilarious.
It was good. It was good. Yeah, and I'm It's kind of like a whatever, like a catch 22 or something. Like, I'm sorry that we missed the drag queen show, but Gary and I were a little delayed that evening because we had connected sexually with some new friends. So we were sort of, our timeline got pushed back in terms of having a little sexy fun and then needing to get ready quick and get down for the party. So unfortunately we missed that part. So it was worth it though. So it would have been nice to have done all the things, but it just didn't work out that way. So
at least you were doing something fun.
Well, you know, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still have been sounding like shit, but at least I was feeling better. So
oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So the other, I would say, kind of highlight of Saturday night was the penthouse again that you mentioned, where you walk in, there's like a big open space, pool table, like all that kind of stuff. Do you want to say a little bit about your experience there?
In the penthouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of experiences. Okay, so that one. What I walked in and there were, I forget, there was a female laying face down on the pool table there, mm-hmm. and this lovely gentleman had the vampire gloves on, yeah. and was like massaging down her leg. Well, first he was, I think, just massaging regularly with his hands, like down her leg, over her ass, down her feet. Mm-hmm. And then he had the gloves on. He had a flogger mm-hmm. and was like whipping gently, but like I was so intrigued. It mm-hmm. was super sexy to watch. Just, it was... I don't think he's a professional at it, but he's done his research and yeah. he just knew like he'd do something hard and then like gently touch or massage the area. Mm-hmm. It was really cool to watch. And then mm-hmm. the next thing I knew, you were the one laying down
yep.
on the pool table.
I jumped right the fuck up there. Yep.
And it was, well, I did it after you, but do you yeah. want to share your experience?
Yeah. I mean, it was like fucking amazing. I am sort of like a touch whore anyway. I just mm-hmm. love to be touched, caressed, massaged, any of it. Like I would lay there for fucking ever if you just want to rub on me.
Same.
So this was like perfect. But yeah, my first experience really with the vampire gloves, and I was totally intrigued by them because I know I've heard Brenna talk about them on Front mm-hmm. Porch Swingers podcast. And now at this point, like Gary had now won a pair. So I was all in. I was like, let me see what these babies can do. You know, I was all excited. So it was really honestly an amazing experience, especially to have somebody who clearly knows what they're doing.
Oh, God,
kind
yes.
of, you know, like I'm pretty confident that makes all the difference. Kind of just some nice massaging to start. And then he asked, I was like such an idiot. Like I was on cloud nine. I could hardly communicate or like even function or think. Like I was just loving every second of it. But he had asked if he could use like if, I don't know, massage oil or something like that. I was like, yes, fine. Like I don't even care right now. Like, so then that was like a whole different sensation, you know, mm-hmm. having like the no oil versus the oil. And then, yeah, like the same with the flogger. Mm-hmm. That was pretty new for me. But again, like not painful, not bad in any way, mm-hmm. but just a really nice sensation. And then, yeah, to kind of follow that up with then like a more gentle caress. And so that was fantastic. So yes, bless his heart. You know who you are if you're listening. I'm not going to use names, but very gracious hosts. He and his wife kind of opened up their room for yeah, all of this nice to happen. And yeah, there was no shortage of ladies wanting this experience.
It was like a rotating door. I then got my turn too. And I think what helped was he started centrally with the oil, which kind of works you up. It was nothing like he wasn't putting his fingers in me. It didn't get like a sexual thing.
Yeah, not like
but
that.
But it was sensual. Mm-hmm. So it started. And then when like the more intense flogging or vampire gloves came in, like I was already turned on at that point. So I think that helps with pain because, yeah. I could see it being painful and I was a little tense with it, mm-hmm. but it felt amazing and I do not regret any minute of that. So thank you.
I was just going to say, I actually reached out to him later just to say thank you because I feel like I probably didn't adequately express my gratitude in the moment because I was just like, oh, that's amazing. Like I just couldn't even I didn't have words. So I reached out later just to, I hope, more adequately like show my appreciation. Mm-hmm.
That was nice of you. So I came in that night. So before we went up to the penthouse that night, we were still down in the club. And I kind of walked away because Barry was getting a lot of attention from some females mm-hmm. there. Not single females, but females. And I wanted to step back to try to give him the green light. Like we had a conversation like, just try this new experience. Don't overthink it. Don't be too critical. Don't be too judgy. Just go for the experience. Mm-hmm. So I stepped back trying to give Barry just some room to maybe see if he'd move forward with this. Yeah. Like, I wanted him to have an experience on his own. Unfortunately, I guess wasn't reading the right vibes, or just it didn't come to fruition for sure. him. But I was like, well, fuck it. I'm going to take advantage of a situation. So that Saturday night before he came up to the penthouse, I actually left and went and had my own play experience with somebody. And we've chosen to keep it private, like, because I feel like that play session we're going to kind of keep to ourselves. It sure. was a fucking amazing time. Probably I was very focused on, like, I got to get back to Barry and the mm-hmm. party. Like, it was probably our quickest session ever. But like this, I had a lovely time with somebody. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. You know who you are. But then we left that room. You guys were all walking into the penthouse, and that's what I walked into in the penthouse. Like, people on the pool table, and I was like, okay, the party is still going. Yep. That was a fun night. Yeah. That was a fucking amazing night.
Yeah. So. That might have been my favorite night. And again, I mean, you know, Friday, like, I wasn't feeling that great anyway, so obviously that's going to skew things. But I feel like maybe by Saturday night, people had a chance to meet and start connecting. And like, for some of us, that was our last night there. And so it was just kind of like this culmination of, like, you've maybe made your connections at that point, or you've had a chance to kind of chat with people and see if it's going to move to that next step. Or I don't know. There was just like,
it's the climax of the event.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt like a different, like, level of energy, or I don't know, just the for theme sure. was on point. Like, just all of it came together beautifully.
Saturday night was just a good way to end Pod Bash, I yes. think. It was a really good night.
Yeah. So, as always, another amazing Pod Bash. 3 years in a row of fucking party.
Yes.
Huge shout out to our fellow podcasters that were there. Obviously, to Brian and Brenna of Front Porch Swingers for putting this all together. As with any lifestyle event, you know, probably nothing is ever going to be perfect. I think they might have had some hiccups along the way. But I think as sort of an attendee, I mean, we wouldn't have hardly known. Like, I mean, we were trying to be helpful and, you know, do you need anything? Can we help with this? So I don't know if we saw a little bit more of the behind the scenes than other people did. But I can't imagine that anybody would have known anything was ever wrong. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So just shout out to them for organizing another fabulous event.
Yes, and we're already in the works for planning next year, so we hope to see you there.
Stay tuned. Very cool. All right, we need a new drink. I'm going to give this voice a rest for 2 seconds, and then we are coming back, and we're going to go deep with Madison and some sexy story. All right, friends, we're back. Final segment, going deep. Madison has a super sexy story, a foursome story for us. I have no idea what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm on the edge of my seat. Mm-hmm. Shit's going down. Let's hear it, Madison.
All right. So as I alluded to earlier, this is one of two play sessions. The first one I'm keeping under wraps, so your minds can wander about that. But this second session occurred on our very last night there. So actually Sunday night, because yeah. Barry and I stayed an extra night. This was after we went out to dinner with Brian and Brenna and several other couples, like a final farewell dinner, I guess. Very fun time.
Nice.
And we were just going to randomly swing by Fremont Street to hang out with our friends.
Sure.
Well, this ended up being the latest night ever for the entire weekend. So this couple we've been friends with for a few years. We actually initially met them at Podbash 1.0, year one. And we never really had the chance to actually talk about our sexual chemistry or any interests in each other really until this year. Like, we were just friends.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to remember this reference, but we're calling them Avril and Levine. I forget how that came about, but we're like, Avril Levine. I was like, that's what it's going to be. So anyway, I guess she'll be Avril and he'll be Levine. It just is what it is. So anyway, Avril in this story, just to set the scene. So she's this short little blonde with this sexy little resting bitch face. She has this amazing ass that, oh my God, she so knows how to work on the dance floor. And these big, beautiful, pierced nipples, boobs. Ooh. Big, beautiful boobs, not nipples.
Okay. All right.
He, I guess Levine in this story, is the definition of a true gentleman. But he's also like insanely playful and can be the life of the party, usually because he's being dared to do something. Mm. But he has like a little bit of facial hair, wore a cowboy hat several times, like in jeans and boots, and just that classic like man that you mm-hmm. picture, like big, mm-hmm. strong, taller than me,
yeah,
which is a turn on right away. So as I said, we met up with them after our amazing dinner on Sunday night. And we seriously were just going to stroll Fremont Street for a little bit, go back to the hotel, talk and hang out with people.
Yeah.
We weren't going to make it a late night because we had to leave at 6:30 a.m. to get to the airport.
Ouch.
But you know how that goes. Yeah. So here we are on Fremont Street and doing Fireball, drinking, whatever. So Levine, he expresses his interest in me and mentions how Avril thought Barry was hot and like they would love to do more if we were interested.
Okay.
Kind of caught me off guard. Barry and I maybe talked about it a little bit ahead of time, but we didn't really make a firm like, hey, if this comes up, do you want to do something?
Right,
we were not expecting anything at all. And we were interested, but like I said, we didn't think it was going to happen this trip. So anyway, once we finally got back to the room, our room, Barry and I's, Levine, he grabs two blindfolds from their room that they packed ahead of time and brings it over. And he's like, I have this idea. So he puts the blindfold like on him and Barry. So the two guys are blindfolded.
Okay.
They strip down. And so Barry's in his boxers. Levine is still just in jeans. He didn't even have underwear on. He was fucking ready to go that night.
All right.
So the two guys, I took a photo of them, but they were just laying in the bed with blindfolds on. So her and I then, we got on top of each of them, opposite partners, and we started like lightly touching up the guy's stomachs. We were giving them kisses up their bodies, like up to their necks. We made out with the guys a little bit, all while they were blindfolded. It was a cool thing. Sexy. We've never done anything like that
before.
And unfortunately, naturally, I kept saying like random things so everyone would laugh. I don't know why I do that, but I promise it didn't like ruin the play or anything, but I guess I just can't fucking help myself.
Well, give me an example.
At one point, it comes in later though, but he was at, I'm going to get to it. I promise I'm going to tell you.
All right.
I promise I'll tell you. So her and I were still on top of them. They're still blindfolded and we work our way back down, take their bottoms off and we start giving them blowjobs.
Mm-hmm.
After a few minutes of that, which was fun, we then switch and the guys are like, you girls get blindfolded. It's like our turn to tease you.
Okay.
So
I like it.
First, it was our own partners with each of us. We could just tell by the touch. Yeah. Like we had no doubt. We were kind of giggling, her and I, but we just knew who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guys switched. And that's when it progressed rather quickly, to be honest. Before we really got into the nitty gritty, this is where like Levine was on top of me, pulled my blindfold off and I was joking and I'm like, oh, it's you. Hi. Like I just randomly out of the blue.
Yeah, no.
He like put his head down and started laughing and I'm like, I'm sorry. Just keep going. But I'm not kidding you. It progressed very quickly to like intense fingering and pussy licking, like at least for me, like right off the bat.
Okay.
Blindfold off, going to town.
Mm.
He apparently was like going in full force, wanting to make me squirt right off the bat.
Oh.
Poor guy, like didn't know that I got to be in the headspace for that. Mm. And I just wasn't expecting it. I wasn't there. I kept tensing. And every time like he'd push down, like on my lower stomach area, but then his other hand was in me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd push him back. Like my legs would instinctively like push him away from me. And he's like, relax. I'm like, not tonight. No, I kept pushing back.
Aww.
Not that I didn't want him to touch me, but I just didn't want it that intense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just for some reason, I don't know. Squirting isn't always my jam. And I just have to like work my mind there to be able to relax.
Yeah.
But
what about her? Is she a squirter? Do you know?
I guess so. That must be the norm for them. I actually didn't even really talk to her about that, but I'm assuming he seemed like he knew what he was doing. So I think they do that probably pretty routinely. All right. But thankfully him and I, we figured out a much more agreeable tactic that turned me on.
The fucking Geneva Convention over here. Okay.
See, why do I talk? I'm just so fucking weird.
I do the same shit. You're fine.
No, but I promise. Like he eased up a bit, but the way he was able to do it was turning me on so much. So I was laying on my back. Actually, both of us females were still laying on our backs on the bed. And he I like the sensation when a hand goes into me, into my pussy, and it's like kind of cupping it upwards.
Okay.
Like it just feels like the whole hand is grabbing me by the pussy.
Right.
Like I like that.
Lift you up.
And like I was just like, I was pushing into that because I wanted more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was getting so turned on, I reached up and I like grabbed him. I had to make out with him. Like I just needed some sort of outlet. So I was like, don't stop that, but you need to make out with me. So we did that. I honestly, unfortunately, don't know what Barry and Avril were doing because I was so focused on what was going on with
me. Caught up in the moment.
They were doing something very similar. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Eventually, then we went back to some blowjob action. Well, there were a lot of moving parts.
Sure.
I don't remember what position we were in for a bit, but then all of a sudden I was on all fours on our bed still, and he was licking me from behind.
Oh, I love that.
And let me just say, this isn't the first time this happened this weekend, and I'm all for it. Like full on pussy to ass. I'm bent over oh God, that makes me melt. So that felt amazing.
Yeah.
And then each guy, I guess, just worked up for some reason and grabbed a condom.
Weird.
And I remember Barry and Avril went straight to doggy style.
Okay.
I don't remember if she was feet on the ground or all fours on the bed, but they definitely went right to doggy style.
Okay.
Which is one of my favorite positions. Levine and I started with me on my back on the bed, like at the edge of the bed. So my legs were in the air. He was standing at the edge of the bed.
Okay, right, I see it.
And like pounded me that way, legs in the air for a while, flipped me over then. We also did some doggy style for a bit.
Okay.
And then, oh my gosh, I don't even know how this all happened. But at one point, he was fucking her. Levine was fucking Avril. Like she was on her back. And he told me to sit on her face. So I sat on her face facing away. I was facing Barry and like kissing him, sucking his cock a little bit, rubbing up and down Barry's body while she's licking me and getting fucked by her husband.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You know how they say, what that mouth do? Wow. Her mouth can do. That was amazing.
Ah, yay.
Props to her for that. That felt wonderful. Then we switched. So I laid down. Levine was fucking me. And I was licking her pussy. And I don't know what, I assume her and Barry were looking at each other, touching each other. Something was happening. I was just lost in the pussy. It was all in my face.
Sure, sure.
I was trying to do all the same tactics she was doing to me, like a lot of licking up and down, but like sucking the whole thing. It wasn't like sloppy sucking, but I was trying to like take the clit and everything all in one.
Yeah.
So I was trying to do my best. I hope it was okay. And then I know by that point, in the night, Barry had already came, so he kind of like stepped back and was just watching the end of that show for a little bit.
All right.
And gosh, at this point, it was probably about 1:30, 2 a.m. Yeah. And again, we had to leave about 6:30 to get to the airport. So we just, Levine, I think, was with all the alcohol for the night, like we probably could have kept going for another hour or two, but we kind of just had to call it. So we all took a break and like had some water. We said our goodbyes. They got dressed. They went back to their room right across the hall.
I know. Why did they even get dressed?
I don't know. I don't even remember if they did, to be honest, but everybody, from what I could tell, was fully satisfied. Like, we were all just ready to go to bed at that point.
Yeah.
It had been a long night. It was our final night there. We all had to fly home tomorrow. And that was that. Wow. Like, so fucking unexpected. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Like, however, it was like a 6-hour thing from the time we met them to finishing fucking. Like,
wow.
So very much pleasantly surprised by our friends, Avril Lavigne. Totally unexpected, but I'm thankful it happened just because we click so well as just friends that sometimes it's hard to cross that boundary once you've been friends for so long.
Yeah.
But alcohol probably helped. We just kind of did it, and I'm very thankful for it. It was a really fun experience.
Yeah.
Super hot.
Awesome.
So that's how we ended Pod Bash.
That's a hell of a way to go out. I like it.
Is there any other way?
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Madison, for that super sexy story. And shout out to Avril and Levine for their starring role in all of this. So thank you, everyone, for listening and joining us for this Pod Bash recap. We hope you enjoyed hearing about the fun and shenanigans. We'll keep you updated on next year. If you can join, I highly recommend doing so.
Heck yes.
In the meantime, give us a like, subscribe, reach out on the socials or the email. Keep in touch. Let us know what's happening. We love to hear from you all. Check out the buymeacoffee.com/FWAT if you are interested. We will have a few little extras from this storytelling to give you some visual representation of some of the things that we mentioned here tonight. So thank you all. Peace, love, all that good stuff. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I took a detour there.